Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren here, and I want to invite you to my new home, The Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. So what is The Big 615? Well, simply put, it's the official home of country music broadcasting live from Nashville to the world. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. Get the latest on country music, from your favorite artists to the hottest songs climbing up the charts. Oh, and it's commercial free. That means a whole lot more music and a whole lot more country. Hear it all on the Stormy Warren Show, weekdays from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. And I look forward to having you join me on The Big 615.
This is your country station,
The Big 615.
Whether you're doing a dance to your favorite artist in the office parking lot, or being guided into Warrior One in the break room before your shift, whether you're running on your Peloton tread at your mom's house while she watches the baby, or counting your breaths on the subway,
inhaling and long exhaling,
Peloton is for all of us, wherever we are, whenever we need it. Download the free Peloton app today. Peloton app available through free tier or paid subscription starting at $12.99 per month.
I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
I almost feel like I should apologize when we wake you up so abruptly. It really, it's producer Jay's fault, but I do find some sick joy in the fact that this is how we wake some of you up. And even if you already had your eyes open, that'll do the trick if you were still walking around like a zombie. Good morning to you. It's Thursday, which means it's nearly Friday, which means it's nearly a holiday weekend. And I know once again, in large sections of the country, the northern half of the United States, the Northeast specifically, the smoke is back. The smoke monster is back. And I continue to remind myself that those people in Canada, our friends to the north, who are actually in the midst of the wildfires, it has got to be brutal. Because I walked out of my house. Now, I knew the smoke would be drifting, blowing, traveling into the Northeast again. I know Chicago was dealing with it, and the upper Midwest was dealing with it on Tuesday and Wednesday. So I walked out of my house around, 11:30 Eastern time last night, and immediately was assaulted with the smell of smoke, thick smoke. And I had not been outside since, 5 o'clock or so. So 6 hours before that, when I took Penny for her afternoon walk. And my mom asked me, does it smell like smoke? Does it look hazy? Well, we had a little bit of haze, but it was hard to tell whether it was just cloudiness or whether the smoke had arrived. So when I walked out of the house to let Penny out for the last time before I came to work, I put my bag in the car then and I walk her just out to the sidewalk. It was heavy, thick smoke. And the smell was right away very evident. So I didn't even leave the door open. Sometimes I let her back in the house, get a treat, grab my coffee. I didn't even leave the door open for 3 minutes, long enough to grab my coffee, because I didn't want that smell in the house. But then, as I get in the car, I'm not sure how this happened. I get in the car, I get onto the highway. I've got my air condition on just because it was really humid. It's a weird feeling, humid and smoke. It's just it's an odd combination. but I have my air condition on and all of a sudden I start coughing. I can feel the, or I can smell it, I should say. I can smell the smoke in my car, maybe because I had my defogger on. I used to call it a defrogger when I was younger. I had my defogger on the front and I guess that's fresh air. So it had come in and I started coughing. And over the course of my 35-minute ride to work, I couldn't stop coughing. Now, it wasn't constant, but I could feel that tickle from the smoke in my throat, and I couldn't get it out. I tried drinking some coffee. I tried drinking water. I coughed. Actually, I was already in the building, and we were prepping for work, and I was still coughing. Thankfully, I had a cough drop and finally got it to stop. But also, the smoke makes my head hurt, too. So I don't even have respiratory issues, but I was already reacting to the smoke. So for those of you who are in parts of the country, again, the Northeast, the upper Midwest, even as far down as Virginia. My brother said they could smell the smoke in Virginia on Wednesday evening. So I know it's traveling on the winds, right? It's on some of these different, I don't know if it's La Nina, El Nino, who knows? They're all different wind patterns. It's probably neither one of those things. But it definitely is coming this way again in the United States. And so please be careful. There are supposed to be air quality alerts again in a lot of different places on Thursday. And for people who have respiratory issues or challenges, I was thinking about running outside on Thursday. I'm not going to do it. So, please be careful and take precautions because it's a pretty heavy smell and it can get into your throat, into your lungs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're asking you an off-the-wall question, but I swear we have inspiration for it. Coming up, it is July 4th weekend, though the actual holiday is not until Tuesday. Apparently Pepsi, not a sponsor of this show, so I don't have to do any full disclosure here. No conflict of interest. I don't even like Pepsi. I drink Coke products when I drink sodas. So Pepsi has introduced a soda-infused ketchup. If you would like to see the packaging for it, check out my Twitter, A-Law Radio. It's a blue package with the Pepsi logo, and here's what they're branding it. This ketchup that tastes like soda. It's called Colachup. Or what I probably is, the more I say it, I believe it's pronounced Colachup. Except then you don't get the cola part, but you get the chup part. So I don't know. Jay, how would you pronounce it? Colachup or Colachup?
I would probably go Colachup.
Would you?
Yeah.
All right, you say Colachup, I say Colachup. No one should ever be saying that word, actually. It's not a word.
Accurate.
But it's printed on these, what appear to be ketchup squeezy bottles. You know, the kind that you can buy them at the store, but also they're very popular at the concession stands where you would buy hot dogs and hamburgers at ballparks and other sports venues. It actually says Colachup. And it says underneath it in the fine print, Pepsi Cola infused ketchup. No joke, they actually are advertising it that way. Pepsi infused ketchup. Here's what Pepsi has put out as its little PR write up on the tweet. Stop the condiment wars. The undisputed champ is here, Pepsi Colachup. Just the more I say it, the dumber it sounds. Sweet, salty, and ready to try at select baseball stadiums on July 4th because hot dogs are better with Pepsi. Yeah, they're better with Pepsi if you like Pepsi, not Colachup, not Pepsi in your ketchup. That's gross. You drink the Pepsi with your hot dog. We don't need it to be more convenient than that, right?
No one asked for this.
No.
No one.
But the thing is, I know, well, here's the only benefit, really, is that you don't have to buy the Pepsi. You can save the money on the soda.
Oh.
You
could gosh.
Colachup.
Ew, I hope it's not, like, thirst-quenching.
That's disgusting. It's all disgusting. And then to think about that with my least favorite July 4th tradition, I am so unbelievably grossed out by the hot dog eating contest. Can we make them put Colachup on their hot dogs. Could you imagine spewing cola chup? You're not just throwing up ketchup and hot dogs. You're throwing up soda through your nose, even.
And being in the splash zone as a fan for getting it.
Please don't make me throw up. Oh, it's so gross.
See, I actually do like the hot dog competition, though.
No.
I'm into it.
No, I can't. These are two things I now despise on July 4th. Hot dog eating contest and cola chup. So check out my Twitter, because the real question, I've never done this before. I actually included Patrick Mahomes' Twitter in my tweet. By the way, we still have not written to Elon Musk, but our suggestion box has been very active. You all have sent us many suggestions for complaints that we should pass along to the new owner of Twitter. Anyway, I've never done this before. I included Patrick Mahomes in my tweet. The real question, would Patrick Mahomes try it? Because he's a connoisseur of ketchup. So will he be a connoisseur of cola chup? Gross.
I would imagine he would.
Gross. And since the match doesn't begin until mid-afternoon Vegas time, I think he's got time to look at Twitter. Don't you? Plenty of time to check out Twitter and respond to us.
I would say so. Check out the cola chup. We're doing him a favor. Maybe he doesn't know about it, and he's going to check it out and find his favorite new condiment. Move over, other condiment. The wars are over.
Or maybe he's going to be forewarned not to try it.
And he'd have to, right?
And it's, no, he wouldn't. If you love ketchup, but it might ruin your ketchup experience. That's all I'm saying. So in honor of, well, that's a little bit too strong. To piggyback on cola chup, we're asking you, what's your favorite ballpark food? And do you need ketchup / cola chup? I can't even take myself seriously when I say it. That's the thing. It's like the number of times I say it, it just sounds, as I say, dumber the more times I say it. Anyway, check it out on Twitter or Facebook. I do love the response from Matthew, our friend Matthew, who is listening. He says that he eats any ballpark food that he can smuggle in from home because it's so expensive.
Smart.
So yeah, that's our friend Matthew, because ballpark food is so expensive, anything he can smuggle in. I agree, ballpark food is expensive. I do not drink beer I don't drink beer anyway, but I don't drink, very rarely drink alcoholic beverages at sporting events because, first of all, I'm working. Second of all, it's so expensive. But I do love, if you're asking me my favorite ballpark food, chicken fingers with a mess of fries. Love it. Or if I can get it, now you can't always get it, sausage and peppers, also delicious. I've done that a bunch at Fenway Park as well as Boston Garden. So if you are anywhere near social, check out the packaging for it's blue. I'm not sure what says blue about ketchup. It better not be blue. It better not be cola-infused blue ketchup.
Oh, the actual...
It's poor marketing to children. I feel like it's the type of marketing to children that puts them in danger.
I'm telling
you. Vaping. Remember how vaping got in trouble because they had the candy flavored cartridges? Is that what they're called? I don't know anything about vaping, but they got in trouble because it looked like they were marketing them to kids. Plus candy cigarettes marketing to children. This is dangerous. Stop marketing blue cola infused ketchup to children.
I'm telling you, they tried this in the early 2000s with the purple and the green ketchup, and it was a horrible, horrible experiment. So I don't know why we learned then that we shouldn't be changing the color of ketchup. I don't know why we felt the need to alter it again.
I love how producer Jay says we learned
as a society.
Right. So we're getting a ton of responses on Facebook. It's kind of fun. So keep those coming. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. All right. I mentioned it before the top of the hour. I've mentioned it every hour, actually. This could be one of the most unlikely candidates ever to throw a perfect game for a lot of reasons. Domingo Germán had 10 runs surrendered in his last outing a week ago. The Seattle Mariners torched him for 10 runs. He had a losing record going into last night's start in Oakland. Already served the suspension this season for too much rosin, too much sticky stuff on his glove and his hands. had only shown flashes of the Domingo Germán that he was in 2019 before he got suspended under the domestic violence policy. But remember, he was an 18-game winner for the Yankees then. He was their ace. Haven't seen that guy consistently for a long time. But last night in Oakland, he started the ninth inning against the A's, having only thrown 93 pitches and no base runners aboard.
The 1-2. Swung on. Tapper back up the middle. Volpe's up with it. The shortstop throws to first, and it's in time. 25 sat down and ordered by Domingo Germán. Langeliers 0-2. Germán to the plate. Swing and a pop-up. Shallow center field. Volpe on the grass. Bader calls him off. Harrison Bader's under it. And there's one out to go for Domingo Germán.
Justin Shackle with a call on Yankees radio. And at this point, I actually happen to be listening to this live on my drive into work. At this point, Susan Waldman, longtime Yankees analyst, is down on the field. So it's kind of fun because she was offering perspective. Justin Shackle's up in the booth. She's down on the field with a live mic. And she's describing the scene. It really was a loud atmosphere. I know that sounds funny at Oakland Coliseum, but it really was loud. You could hear it on her mic. Everybody standing, a lot of Yankees fans there, of course, but also A's fans in the Bay Area. And I find it ironic that the one stadium baseball wants to get rid of just became a home for history.
All that stands in the way of perfection for Domingo Germán is Esteori Ruiz, Oakland's number 9 hitter. And Germán, the righty, deals to the plate. Swung on, ground ball to third. Donaldson's up with it. He throws to first. Domingo Germán has pitched a perfect game. For the fourth time in the history of the New York Yankees, perfection attained. Germán being mobbed at home plate by a full Yankee dugout coming out to congratulate the 30-year-old from the Dominican Republic on a chilly night in Oakland, California. Domingo Germán has tossed the 24th perfect game in Major League history.
I have to say, as a longtime play-by-play announcer, and I've done some baseball, not at the Major League level, but as someone who loves doing play-by-play, I am so happy for Justin Shackle and Ryan Rucco, who was doing Yankees TV last night, but who does it in place of Michael Kay when Kay is on break. And Jay and I were speculating earlier, since neither John Sterling nor Michael Kay, the longtime announcers on Yankees radio and TV, were part of this broadcast, you had this incredibly unforgettable career highlight for both Justin Shackle and Ryan Rucco. It's not just an accomplishment for the pitcher. It's for the catcher. It's for the team. Certainly baseball will relish Domingo Germán's perfect game, only the 24th in MLB history. But how about the announcers who got to call it? Trust me, being in that situation, you feel the adrenaline too. And it's awesome that you got to be a small part of history. So congratulations to both Justin and Ryan. And I wonder what John Sterling and Michael Kay think on this Thursday morning. If they're even awake yet. Maybe they're on vacation. Some other part of the world.
Back here.
Ow!
Ow! Ow! I get it. Nothing's going to happen in Oakland. And who wants to go to that stadium anyway? It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Last perfect game in Major League Baseball. I remember it. I remember it well because I loved watching Felix Hernandez pitch. 2012, August, if I remember correctly, 2012. I did not do this math, but nearly 4,000 days, exactly 3,969 days since baseball last had a perfect game, over a decade. It's the 24th in Major League Baseball history, but only the first by a Dominican-born pitcher. And that surprised me a bit. Domingo Germán, unlikely for a lot of reasons, including his age. He's 30 years old. And get this. He never pitched a complete game. Today's pitchers, your six innings, that's considered a job well done. But he started the ninth with 93 pitches, and he got through the ninth on six pitches. So Oakland, maybe offer a little resistance. Do you know the last two batters in this game swung at the first pitch? He set 26 and 27 down, meaning hitters 26 and 27 on two pitches. You're walking right into it, Oakland. Maybe it doesn't happen anywhere else, but it doesn't matter because it happened for Domingo Germán last night. And we will hear from him. He had some special inspiration, also a little more emotion as part of this game. And then his catcher, Kyle Higashioka. And the perspective of Mark Kotze. It's really interesting, too. I happened to stumble on this earlier. It has nothing to do with anything. It's so nonsensical. Every single one of the guys who's thrown a perfect game in Yankees history has a first name that starts with D. I don't know why that stood out to me, but it did. Don Larson, David's Cone and Wells, and now Domingo Germán. D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D. Yes, I am weird, but not as weird as Kalachip. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Here is Ruiz in the Fish to Estuary.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open and try it, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar. All Dew.
Stop by Quality Mart for a refreshingly good deal on Mountain Dew. Get two 20-ounce Mountain Dews for only $3.50. Do the Dew at Quality Mart.
Swung on a ground ball to third. Donaldson has it. Throws to first in time. Domingo Germán on the 28th of June of 2023 has thrown the third regular season perfect game in Yankee history and the fourth overall to go along with Don Larson in 56 in the World Series. And the first time the A's have been no-hit since 1991. The final score is the Yankees 11 and the A's nothing.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The call with Ken Korak on A's radio. It's interesting. I have a friend who works for the Oakland A's and does an in-stadium broadcast, but also has a podcast and does some other media for the A's. And I was communicating with her last night, and she said it was really challenging to do a broadcast when you are representing the team or you're speaking from the perspective of the team that's on the wrong end of this. Now, I still say, regardless of who you work for and who hires you. When you see history, there's always some perspective that you can add. And she said, yes, I agree. It's just so many A's fans were ticked at their own hitters for not making this more difficult for Domingo Germán, who gets through the entire game, 27 A's up, 27 down with only 99 pitches and only six in the ninth inning alone. So I understand what she was saying, but I love that Ken Korak gives it the proper enthusiasm and energy and perspective. He also got to be a witness to history, even if it was against the team that he works for. So I think in these cases, these rare occasions, there are only 24 pitchers or 24 perfect games in history. You may never see another one in your lifetime, and you certainly may never call one on the radio. Not to mention these calls are going to be used over and over and over again. You want to nail it when you have the opportunity. So I love that Ken gave it the energy that it deserved. Not just, hey, the A's lose. No, this is history, regardless of who is on the mound. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Mark Kotze, he was in the wrong dugout for last night's perfect game.
He threw strikes. He pounded the zone, obviously. You don't not throw strikes when you go nine innings and don't get a base runner out there. I think overall, offensively, our approach wasn't great. We didn't make any adjustments tonight to what he was doing. You know, throwing his changeup and his breaking ball until he got two strikes. And we hit a ton of balls to the pool side. Didn't make one adjustment to try to hit a ground ball to the right side or hit the ball to the right side, or I should say just opposite field. And that's what happens. When you try to pull soft, you're going to hit into a lot of, you know, ground balls to the pool side and weak contact. We didn't hit a ball hard tonight. So, obviously... you tip your cap to the performance. The kid did an amazing job of keeping us off balance all night, and we didn't do a good job with making an adjustment. It was night and day from yesterday. It was a different team out there. We didn't perform. We didn't come to compete, and it showed in just the way we played overall.
I think the fact that, you know, it's been a tough week for Domingo, with what he's gone through, losing an uncle for him to go out there and do that. I mean, I'm sure it adds to the emotion for him and to see his teammates, how excited they are for him, knowing what he's kind of going through the last couple days. I'm so proud of him. He's been through so much.
La muerte de una persona que se murió hace dos días, Payaque. Él siempre fue una persona, un tío para mí, un padre para mí. Y en verdad me chocó esa muerte. Y ayer lloré bastante en el clubhouse, me sentía mal. Y lo tenía en mente. Y se dio, gracias a Dios se dio. Y se lo dedico a él, a Payaque. Que Dios lo tenga la gloria.
Yeah, unfortunately, two days ago, an uncle of mine passed away. And, I cried a lot yesterday in the clubhouse. So, I had him with me throughout the whole game. I was thinking about him, and it happened. And this game is a tribute to him.
So Domingo Germán not only has had a challenging first half of the baseball season on the mound, but lost an uncle and was going through the grief and the pain. And how often do we see that in pro sports or in college sports? And maybe a combination of these athletes, they have to lock in, be even more focused to set the emotions aside. Maybe there's an adrenaline rush from all of the extra emotion that they're feeling, whether positive or negative. Certainly some inspiration there. And I said this earlier, I truly believe a lot of times when we as human beings lose someone that is close to us, we maybe come face to face with our immortality again, and we recognize, even if it's fleeting, I hope that it's not, but we recognize that life is precious. There are no guarantees, and that you have to make the most of your opportunities. And so I think there's a combination of a lot of that, but Domingo Germán able to go out there and have the game of his life and do it right after he lost a family member who was special to him. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Like the catcher angle as well. Kyle Higashioka, he was the one who was behind the plate for this incredible feat.
This is all Domingo. He
has to throw to somebody,
Yeah, no, he was incredible. he would have thrown it to anybody tonight. So it's just, you know, I couldn't be happier for him as teammate and brother, and you know, it's just such a great night, and I'm just so glad for him.
So that's Kyle on WFAN with Susan Waldman. You can hear her, and then earlier on Yes Network, just so we make sure we give credit to the Yankees TV. And I thought it was fun too that Kyle mentioned in his conversation with Susan that you just don't want to be the one who messes it up, whether it's the defense, whether it's the catcher. And he did say that Domingo called a lot of his own game, which Domingo later said, no, there was plenty of communication with Kyle. The reason I know this is that I was listening to his post-game interview, that it really was a collaborative effort. Big picture with Domingo Germán. Mentioned the suspension earlier this season for the extra rosin, the sticky stuff on his hands, but he also had a suspension the year that he was an 18-game winner with his then-girlfriend. There was an incident at a charity event run by CeCe Sabathia, and he ends up serving an 81-game suspension for the end of 2019, which included the playoffs. The Yankees, they lost their ace for the playoffs. And then he served the rest of it in 2020, which was the shortened season because of COVID. But he's, because of his own poor decisions, has had this real stretch where you've seen the inconsistency, but he's never been able to get back to that dominant starter he was in 19 before he got suspended. Maybe this is a catalyst for him, a fresh start. But regardless of whether it's the last amazing thing he does in a baseball uniform or on a baseball diamond, still to be one of only 24 in baseball history and to be one of only four in the storied Yankees history is really incredible. So congratulations to Domingo Germán and his teammates who were certainly making plays behind him. There was one diving stab by Anthony Rizzo along first base, a ball that was clearly headed for the outfield and would have been a screamer down the first base line. There were lots of great defensive plays and everybody involved. It's funny because I was saying this earlier, if you're a Yankees fan and the game gets to, I don't know, 7-0, 8-0, it's Oakland, right? They're not coming back from that. Likely you turn the game off. Good thing Yes is going to replay it over and over again. I've already seen it twice overnight here in my studio. Also saw this tweet from our friend Matthew, who's in Sacramento, just because I wondered whether or not even Bay Area fans would know if they're not still following their own team. He said, NBC Sports California put a graphic on the screen that said perfect game alert. And so everybody knew that A's Yankees had something special going on. All right, coming up, we get Chiefs and Warriors, two of the most dominant franchises over the last, say, seven, eight years. They've certainly been one of the great headlines, and the star power combined in the match and the win Las Vegas should be worth tuning in for. Plus, they all have really great personalities. Is there a better group of personalities that you would want mic'd up right now? Steph and Clay, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. I'm serious. I'm in. I didn't watch last year's because I didn't care. I'm in for this one.
Build the beast.
It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning to you. Plus, we'll get to your favorite ballpark food. Some of you have some really cool suggestions and also some choice words about kalachup. It's a made-up word, and I'm using it here on my radio show like it's significant. Oh, goodness.
You are listening.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Into the After Hours podcast.
We've never lost in Vegas. You know, on the golf course, we won our, as a team, we beat everybody at Justin Timberlake's golf tournament. And then, obviously, the Raiders.
Shots fired.
Haven't lost to the Raiders yet. I don't even want to say yet. We just never lost in Vegas, so, and that's the bottom line.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I suppose if we wanted to, we could project that Travis Kelce confidence onto a Super Bowl that will be located in Vegas come next February, you know? Actually, what he's talking about is the match, which tees off tonight at the Wynn Las Vegas. Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, who's been part of it before, Steph Curry, part of it before, Klay Thompson. So it's the Splash Brothers who do not want to go splash on Thursday afternoon, Vegas time. It's only 12 holes, by the way, and it's right there on the strip. And how do we know this? Well, you'll hear it here in a second. A little bit of tease there. But how about Steph and Klay as they prepare? A different type of duo. Of course, they're facing two formidable athletes in Mahomes and Kelce.
That competitive spirit, they obviously know who they are. They have great chemistry. They're great leaders in the sense of how they talk about themselves, their team, their vision for, you know, winning at the highest level. And they, there's an entertainment value watching them on the field as well, just because of the creativity of what they do. And just following the journey from when they first started, you know, together, each of their respective careers, to now, knowing, you know, that journey is not always easy, and there's some disappointments and failures along the way, but then you figure out success, and then having to try to, you know, get back to that level, you know, after your first one. So just an appreciation for greatness in the sense of knowing what it takes to do that. I don't know anything what it takes about in football, but just in terms of like that competitive spirit that you can see, it's clear and it's authentic.
I respect Pat and Travis's synergy together. I mean, when you think Kansas City Chiefs, you think those two, you think one of the best duos in sports. And above all, they're just fun to watch. I mean, both players pretty much revolutionized their positions. You know, Pat being able to throw on the move, and Travis being able to beat corners, linebackers, pretty much be unguardable. So it's kind of like I related to Steph and I, you know, being able to win at the highest level with the three-point shot being the biggest weapon in our arsenal. And it's kind of like what their offense kind of resembles too, is just something we've never seen before. So huge respect on our part for what they do.
This is probably a topic for another day. I have asked you about the most dynamic duos in sports. And if they've been together a long time, I label them the old married couples in sports, because they can finish each other's sentences. They don't need verbal communication or verbal cues. They have been together long enough that they have an identity together, not just alone, and they are so productive. And that certainly applies to both the Splash Brothers as well as to Pat and Travis, and the stability and the anchors they are for the Andy Reid offense. So looking forward to this one. I really am. We had a chance to catch up with Brady Cannon, who is a Vegas resident and also a golf insider and analyst. He's got the Heat Strokes podcast, and he also does work for the PGA Tour. So he writes for the PGA Tour and handicaps and, you know, different betting lines for them. But what I wanted to ask him, now we talked about other golf headlines, of course. If you missed the conversation, it's on our podcast. Really good stuff about the Ryder Cup and whether or not LIV golfers should be involved and what happens next after the merger. But toward the end, because he's a Vegas guy, I asked him about the entertainment value of the match between the Chiefs and the Warriors.
I think it should be pretty good. Obviously, coming up in just a couple of days, June 29th, at the Wynn Golf Club, as you say. And, you know, for me personally, the match, this series, which I believe is now the eighth one they've had, it's lost a little bit of luster for me as it's gone on. But in fairness to the matches that are being set up, I think it was really popular during COVID, when we had a couple, three of them, it seemed like, and we saw Aaron Rodgers and Phil Mickelson and, you know, Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning and these guys. And it was great entertainment. But now that we have everything else going on, maybe it gets a little bit overlooked. But obviously this one in our backyard here, I am looking forward to it. It's pretty interesting. Steph Curry has played in a professional golf tournament on the Korn Ferry Tour. He's a scratch golfer. Some people say he's a one handicap. Some people say he's a plus one handicap, but not a whole lot of difference there. He's basically a scratch golfer. Klay Thompson has the highest handicap of the four. I guess he was about a 15, but they say he's improved quite a bit as of late, down to about a 12 or an 11. Travis Kelce about an 11 handicap, and Patrick Mahomes just a shade under 8, I believe. The Warriors over the Chiefs, they opened up as the favorite out here, and just kind of a shorter favorite, not too aggressive. They were minus 150, and the take back on the Chiefs was plus 130. But it's been all Warriors money. They are now about a minus $3 to minus 325 favorite. And if you want some of the Chiefs, you can get about plus 250, almost 3-1 odds. Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes said, "What are you talking about? We shouldn't be an underdog. We've never lost in Las Vegas." And, you know, that's kind of true, of course. The Chiefs have owned the Raiders the last couple of seasons, but makes for good fun. And, you know, again, from what I hear from the sports book, not real big bets, but nobody wants any part of the Chiefs team, apparently.
What's the course like?
Wynn is a fantastic course. It's a uber classy joint, and it's not cheap to play there. Right now, it'll cost you about $750 to play the Wynn Golf
Whoa.
Club.
And
then when we get to July, they knock it all the way down to 600. You know, so if you want to play in 110 degrees, you can go out there. But it's just a remarkable property. It's one of the very few golf courses that is right on the Las Vegas Strip. You've got all kinds of pine trees. And so, you know, you're walking around the joint. It's not a desert course. There's really no desert to speak of
Wow.
at all on the golf course, you know, right in the middle of the Las Vegas Strip. And it looks like you're just in the middle of a park.
Yet another sporting event that draws attention to Las Vegas. And we've missed that conversation. Real good insight about the actual golfers, the pros. The PGA, the LIV, and we just saw this earlier during the show. Didn't have a chance to grab it, but we will to wrap up the work week. Phil Mickelson speaking for the first time since the merger. He and Brooks Koepka, who, of course, won the – no, not the Masters. He won the PGA. All right, it all blends together. It was John Rahm that won the Masters, right? Brooks Koepka, he didn't tank, but he wasn't able to hold his lead. And so it was – Koepka at the PGA, and then, of course, Wyndham at the U.S. Open. Yes, I think I've got that right. Thank you, Producer Jay. He's my fact checker. He's in there Googling furiously. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. As you wake up on this Thursday morning, Domingo Germán tossing the 24th perfect game in Major League Baseball history. That is the lead story. But not the only story. Connor Bedard gets drafted number one overall to the Chicago Blackhawks. So he's a very highly touted prospect, but he's 17 years old, which always blows me away. Let's see. We mentioned, too, that we... But before we do that, wait, how long's the McCaffrey? Just so I make sure I leave. Okay, it's not... we've got time. While we're talking, if you missed this, Carey Price was part of the draft for the Montreal Canadiens. They were selecting number 5 overall. And this will make you laugh on a Thursday morning, maybe harder than you have in a long time. It's so deliciously awkward. He's standing up there with a contingent for the Canadiens to announce their draft pick.
Bonsoir. Le Canadien de Montréal are proud to select David...
We planned it that way.
Yeah,
David
did.
Reinbacher.
Oh, my goodness. They had to bail him out after 10 seconds. Guy in the audience even yells it, and Carey Price still doesn't get it and still can't remember it. You had one job, man. Well, you have two jobs. Your other job, let's not quit your day job to be an announcer, okay? But he tweets later, Jay. This has been seen a million times. It's had 1 million views. That, my friends, is the definition of going viral. Boy, that was embarrassing. Sorry, David, ... Reinbacher.
Nice.
With the face palm emoji.
David.
All right, finally, Christian McCaffrey. He's got many skills, you know? Zach Bryan, mid-concert, invites Christian up on the stage to play some piano?
I don't know if he's got an animal. Let's give him a good one in the room as well.
Jeffrey. That is amazing. Country music's Zach Bryan, and Christian McCaffrey gets up there and just pounds away on the piano. Well, that is awesome. As a girl who plays the piano and loves the piano, that is so impressive. I mean, I've played the piano for years. Clearly he has too. I would be petrified in that situation. He just gets up there and uses all his moxie from being out there on the football field. I mean, what's a little piano when you carry the football for millions to see? All right, we're back tonight to wrap up your work week. Have a great Thursday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.